everyone. Welcome back to the Never Give Up podcast, where we remind each other that it's okay to slow down, to breathe, and to be human. And I'm so glad that you're here today. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about something that a lot of us struggle with, and that is called rest. And I am not speaking about the type of rest where you go to sleep after a long day because you were burnt out, or the type of rest where you do rest because you're so overwhelmed and burnt out. I'm speaking of the type of rest where you feel like it's okay to rest because you don't have to constantly be producing and performing in order to feel enough and whole in your life. And to be honest, for me, rest has always been something I've struggled with, for the simple fact that I've in the past struggled a lot with anxiety and depression, and I felt like if I was constantly moving and I didn't have to take a break, then I didn't have to think about the things that were on my mind and the things that I did have to fix and go over. So a lot of times I believe that we don't rest not only because we feel unproductive, but also because we're trying to hide from our true reality, because we're trying to run away from the feelings that are a little bit hard, but that we do have to sit with and try to figure out. In the last couple of years, I've come to learn that rest is not laziness, rest is not unproductiveness, and rest does not define who you are and your worth. Rest is good for you and your mental health, and it is so important to take a moment, even if it's like a 10-minute walk in the mornings, to just clear your mind and start your day out fresh without any distraction, or whether it is to put your phone on Do Not Disturb at 7 p.m. and just leave your phone somewhere, and you don't have to be, you know, responding to something else or someone else or working till 10 p.m. It's also important to just take a moment, or even if it's like journaling for 10 minutes, anything that allows you to just sit back and just reflect on yourself and who you are, and just kind of give yourself a moment. And it's important also that when you're doing this, be intentional about it and kind of tell yourself, I'm doing this as a form of honoring myself and my rest because it is important. And I believe that when you do things like this and you're intentional about what you're doing, then your mind understands what it is that you are trying to convey and trying to bring forth in your life, because sometimes things are new. If you don't usually rest and you are not usually used to taking a moment for yourself, your body is kind of confused, your mind is confused. But when you tell it what you're doing, like today, just be intentional. Like, today we're taking a 10-minute walk to connect with myself. Today I am going to put my phone away for 10 minutes in order to rest and just disconnect from the world and take a moment for myself. Just be intentional with why you're doing something and for the reason, so that every single time you do it, your mind starts to understand and you start to feel better. And honestly, in order to start anything, you need to understand the root of it. So in order to start with, I need to rest, maybe you have to go inwards and ask yourself, why do I feel the constant need to keep going? Why do I feel the constant need to work? Why do I feel the constant need to keep moving instead of just pausing? And I believe for many of us, it comes from the idea of when we were younger and we heard, you know, older people, grown-ups saying, you know, don't waste your time, or you can sleep when you're done, or hard work pays off. So we think that all of these things means don't rest, don't rest, don't rest, because if I rest, then I'm not getting where I'm supposed to. Which is very toxic, and it's understandable why we believe in this way, because it's the way that we were conditioned to think, but it does not have to be the way that we think. That nothing is set in stone, and everything can be changed. You can wake up today and be a new person. You can wake up today and have a new mindset. You don't have to be the person you are because, well, this is what I learned, and this is what I was told. You can rewire your brain. Yes, maybe you were told that hard work pays off, and maybe you were told don't rest till you're done, but you can shift that, and you can allow yourself to take a moment and rest. You can tell yourself, I will accomplish my goals, but first I will rest. Or in order to accomplish my goals, it is just as important for me to rest, and I don't have to be constantly going, because you're not a machine, you're not a robot, you're human. You're simply human, and you just have to take that moment to relax. And the truth of it all is, you are not your productivity. Your worth is literally not measured by your to-do list on your day-to-day, or how exhausted you will be at the end of the day. And I feel like a lot of times we feel like, oh my god, today was such a long day, I'm so exhausted, that means I did so well. And that's not a lie. I'm not saying no, your work is not like giving you that sense of I did that. But you don't need to constantly feel like, for example, let's say tomorrow you are not exhausted, and now you feel like, oh, I didn't do enough, I should have done more. It's okay to have a day where you don't feel exhausted. That's normal. It's normal not to feel exhausted. You don't need to feel exhausted every day. Here and there, it's okay if you like did a little bit extra work and you had a long day and now you feel exhausted. But you shouldn't be conditioned to feel exhausted every single day. That is draining, and that only brings problems in your mental health and your physical health. You need to take care of yourself. It's important to just take a moment. What if we just start seeing rest as something that is powerful and not something negative and passive? And rest isn't just sleeping. Although sleeping is important, we shouldn't just see rest as sleeping. Rest can be emotional, it can be mental, it can be spiritual. It's anything that allows you to come back to yourself. It's a way to recharge and reconnect with who you are beneath everything. It's not just one set of stone and just like sleep. It has so much more meaning to it. It is important to realize that rest restores our clarity. It grounds us as humans. It gives you the space to be able to think clearly, to heal, to dream. Because if you do not rest, then you don't actually have little spaces in your mind where you get to create, where you get to sit down and think. Thinking is healthy. When you're thinking the right thing, of course. Sometimes we don't think that great, but I'm saying, like, if you don't give yourself a moment to just sit down, let your brain think, then you're not really creating anything. You're not really allowing yourself to heal those parts of you that need to be healed. So again, remember, it's okay to rest. It's okay to be human. And you do not need to be constantly moving and producing and working. It's okay. And just to wrap up this episode today, I wanted to just remind you once again that rest is not lazy, and it's not you being selfish. It's you taking care of yourself and your mind and your future, to be honest, because if you don't rest, you can, you know, mess up a lot of things that you are trying to accomplish. And if you're tired, it's okay to just slow down. It's okay to take a break. Those are truly important. Everything else can wait. The world can wait. I know sometimes we feel like the world just keeps spinning and it doesn't stop, but you can stop it. You can stop your own world, because there's no rush. It is your life. It is your world. And your well-being comes first, overall, over everything. And I'll just leave you with a little question that you can ask yourself to help you understand where you need to rest or why you need to rest. What is one small way you can give yourself rest this week? And that can be a quiet moment. Maybe it's saying something, like saying no to something. Whatever it is, make sure you honor yourself, you honor it, and because you deserve it. And I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today on my Never Give Up podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, make sure you share it with someone, and feel free to comment under the comments, subscribe to this channel, and I'm always here. Take care of yourself. Thank you so much for listening.